Stu Hickok at breakfast. 107.3 Stafford FM.
Last week, we found out from research that women really are better drivers than men, but we wanted to really put this to the test ourselves. So we contacted Mitchell from Safer Driver in Eccleshall, who's a driving instructor. And yesterday, at about 10:15, Kat and I hit the roads for a driving test. 15 minutes each we spent in the car driving around Stafford's roads, which included a manoeuvre.
The scariest bit, right? I was terrified.
I had two takes at mine. Now, who actually won? Because we were scored over the driving test, obviously. Let's reveal the results from yesterday's epic driving test. I was representing the men of Stafford. Kat was representing the women.
No pressure.
The county town.
No pressure for either of us.
Not at all.
Are you ready?
Oh, dear. Let's see how we get on
Let's
with this.
Let's see what happens.
So we're at the end of Kat's driving test. We've both taken a 15-minute driving test, which has both seen us do a manoeuvre as well. How do you feel after
I feel scared. And scared of the
scared,
results.
Scared, what?
Scared of the results. I don't want to hear the results. I feel like I'm letting the female race down.
Well, this is it. It's about the sexes, isn't it, really? It's man against woman here. Research would suggest that women are better drivers. So let's find out if I'm the greatest driver in Stafford, male driver in Stafford.
The greatest male driver in Stafford.
Or you're the greatest female driver in Stafford. Mitchell, I guess you've got the results there. I mean, generally, overall, how have we done? I mean, bearing in mind, I haven't taken a test for 20 years.
Yeah.
Neither of you, Kat, so...
Okay, generally, once you're out on the road, you're pretty good, both of you, okay? There are one or two issues that I have clocked. The biggest thing is observation. You don't look around anywhere near enough. Both of you don't do that. When you both move off, neither of you have a look into your blind spot over your right shoulder in case there's anybody overtaking you. There could have been a cyclist going past you. You'd never have seen them because all you're doing is you're just using your mirrors. That's one of the big issues there. Very few times did I see anybody actually looking in the mirror before they put a signal on. Okay? You know, you were talking about, oh yeah, mirror signal manoeuvre, but you forgot the mirror part of it most of the time.
At least I remembered the signal, but yeah. You just manoeuvred.
No, I didn't.
In terms of minor errors, driver errors, you were both pretty close.
Really?
Yes. What I picked up was, actually, I picked up 9 minor errors each.
No, no way!
However...
Oh no, I did something bad, didn't
however,
I?
However... Kat, you only got 9... driver errors, therefore yours would have been a pass. However, when you did your parallel park, there are two things that we are looking for. When you do a manoeuvre, there are two boxes. One of them is control of the car, the other is observation. And Kat, when you did your left reverse, at least you looked out of the back window to see where the car was going. Whereas Stuart, unfortunately, you did no observation whatsoever. That would unfortunately have been a serious error. You have failed.
No!
So basically, I let the male race down. Let's say good morning to Mitchell from Safer Drive. For Mitchell, what went wrong for me?
Okay, morning. Basically, your problem was that you don't look out of the car enough. And to be honest, on a serious note, that's a genuine problem with a lot of drivers who've been driving for quite a long time. There's an element of complacency builds up. You know, so for example, you come to the end of your road, you must have done it hundreds of times and absolutely nothing has happened there before. So you just have a cursory glance, make sure, and then go. But you might not have seen a motorbike that's coming that hasn't got a light on or whatever. So familiarity, unfortunately, causes a lot of problems, because the longer you've been driving, the more corners you cut. Quite literally in your case, actually. But,
in short, then, I mean, what have we learned from this?
What have you learned is...
Apart from me being a really bad driver.
No, you're not a bad driver. What we've learned is that you still need to take extra care out on the road. What you need to do is you need to make sure that when you come to a junction, what you do is you look around everywhere, make sure it's safe. If it is safe, go ahead. If it isn't safe, wait until it is.
My favourite moment, I think, is the fact that you rated yourself on a right turn, and then Mitchell said, actually, it was one of your worst moments.
That was when we were turning into Crab Lane, wasn't it, I think?
I think it was, yeah.
Oh, dear.
He's not saying anything.
I know. I feel mightily embarrassed, because if I'm honest, I was quite confident beforehand. But I've let everybody down. Well, the male race down anyway in Stafford. And you're included in that, to be honest with you, mate. Joe, because you're
true,
a
yeah.
man. Yeah. Thank you for your time. Have a good day. See
you. No problem.
Bit.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Mitchell from Safer Driver in Eccleshire. You can find him on Facebook as well.
Stu Haycock at breakfast. Back tomorrow morning at 6:30.